Hare Krishna. So till now we have seen one shloka which describes the benefit of practicing Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga in this context. So what was the argument of Arjuna? Arjuna was like, if we kill all these people who are there in front of us, we will get sins. And these sinful reactions will create lots of miserable situations in future. So firstly, sinful reactions will come and we will have a very, very bad shape in future. Basically, we will be immersed in miserable situations. So to counter these statements, you know, Krishna is speaking two important verses. The first one that we saw, that by practicing Buddhi Yoga, what happens? One frees from ube sukruta duskrute. So one gets rid of both good and bad results. Not just sins, you know, the sinful reactions are gone. Along with that, the material piety will also go. And now, what about the misery? What will happen to that? To address that, Krishna is speaking another shloka now. So what is the destination of the person who is practicing Buddhi Yoga? So that is what is the discussion. Text number 51 goes like this. Karma jam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinah janma bandha vinir muktaha padam gachantyanamayam. So what is the destination? So that is a discussion. And here it all starts with buddhi yukta. So we are talking about those people who are engaged in buddhi yoga. Buddhi yukta. So what happens to those people? Here is given. Karma jam phalam tyaktva manishinaha. Manishinaha, all those great sages and devotees who are there, who are practicing buddhi yoga, karma jam phalam tyaktva, they free themselves. They free themselves from what? From the results of work in this material world. This is the first point. Second, janma bandha vinirmuktaha. They break the cycle of birth and death. They are freed from the cycle of birth and death. And not just this. See, breaking the cycle of birth and death is okay. But after breaking, where the person is going? That is another question. So that is given here. Padam gacchantya anamayam. So the person attains a state beyond all miseries. Anamayam. Beyond all miseries. In this context, Prabhupada is quoting a very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. In the purport, it is given. Samashrutaye padapallavaplavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsapadam param padam 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 yatvi padam natesham. So many times padam is there in this. Padam padam. So here it is given. Samashrutaye padapallavaplavam. Samashrutaye. Those devotees, those people who are surrendered to Pada Pallava, lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, which are perfect boat, Plavam. And this, the lotus feet of the Lord is Mahat Padam Punya Yasho Murare. That is, they are the shelter of entire creation. And he is famous. Lord is famous. His lotus feet are famous. As what? The ones who empower the devotee to break the cycle of birth and death, or Mukunda who gives mukti. Then the next line says, Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam. So anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, which are perfect boat, what happens? The entire Bhavam buddhi, this entire Bhavasagar, the cycle of birth and death, and all the miseries, which are like huge ocean, they reduce to very, very small to the size of the water filled in the hoof print of a calf. Now, is it difficult to cross, you know, such a water body which is so small? That's how small it will become. And it says, the person can cross that and attain Parampadam. What is the destination the person attains? Parampadam. Attains the topmost place. That is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Vai means not, and Kuntha means miseries. The place where there is no miseries. And padam padam yat pipadam na tesham. So this particular line, it describes about this world. Padam padam yat vipadam. At every single step in this world, it is full of danger. Full of danger. Every step. So this is what is described in the shloka. And very, very nice thing. You know, we can learn so many points. So let's discuss one by one, you know, from this particular shloka. So here, if we properly analyze in this world, everyone knows that, you know, there's so much of danger in this entire world. There's so much of problem in this world. But people want to adjust their situations here and there. And people feel just by adjusting situations here and there, they will get rid of the miseries and will become happy. But they don't know one thing, that one problem is solved, another problem will come. That's how this entire world is designed. So this is a point which less intelligent people don't understand. And here, Prabhupada writes that such people do various fruitive activities, thinking they can settle in this world and become happy in this world. But then one fact is that till we have this body, this material body, which is made up of matter, till we have this body, we can never ever get freed from the miseries, even if we go to any planetary systems in the 14 planetary systems, any place, right? That's what Prabhupada is talking here, because there are four problems, the real problems which will always be there. Janma, Mrityu, Jara and Vyadhi. Janma means birth, Mrityu means death, Jara means old age and Vyadhi means disease. So these four will be there all the time. Now the question is, who is that person who can break the cycle of birth and death? Who is that person who can attain Parampadam? That is a discussion now. So here it is given. One who understands his real constitutional position. So we are discussing about this from quite some time now. Constitutional position. What is real constitutional position? As eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So we all are servants of Krishna. Anyone who realizes this constitutional position and thus knows the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So once we understand that we are servant, and second thing, we understand that yes, Krishna is the master, what will we do? The servant will serve the master. Simple. So this is what the person will start doing. And since he realizes this important thing, he becomes qualified to enter the Vaikuntha planets. This is the qualification for Parampadam. And one thing is, one who wrongly thinks that living entity's position and Lord's position are on the same level is to be understood to be in darkness and therefore unable to engage himself in devotional service of the Lord. Now just imagine, if we think that, okay, I am master and Krishna is also master. So now the master will not serve the master. Now both masters are supposed to enjoy. So there is no question of service. And if there is no question of service, where is the question of getting purified? And if there is no question of purification, then where is the question of attaining Vaikuntha or breaking the cycle of birth and death? So people who think that I am God is a very, very big myth. Such people are in great darkness. The only destination that they can get is hellish planets and nothing else. So this point is very, very important, that we are not gods, G-O-D-S. We are gods, G-O-D apostrophe S. So we are not God, but we are servant of God. So this point, again and again, we have to revisit, and it will become really emphatic. This point will become emphatic in our life only if we practice bhakti nicely, only if we do devotional service. And in most of the videos we have discussed, in this age of Kali Yuga, the topmost service that we can do to Lord Shri Krishna is chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So what happens when we chant the holy names? We will get purified. What happens when we get purified? Next thing, Parampadam, we will attain Vaikuntha. Now Krishna is going to describe more in the similar line. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.